This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Mental Illness. I'm your host, Mr. Damon Hammett, and today's episode is going to be called I Think I'm a Narcissist, Now What? Because pretty much I'm just going to go over the options that you possibly have when you suspect that you're a narcissist or you've been diagnosed with narcissism or whatever. I mean, if you think you have a mental illness overall. So first of all, if it's y'all first time tuning in, my name is Damon Hammack. Of course, I am dealing with narcissistic personality disorder on a daily basis. And this is my personal daily podcast to kind of go over how I feel, how I deal with it, and how therapy has changed my life. So let's kick right back into it. You think you're a narcissist. You think you have a mental illness. Now what? The first thing I did when I got the wind of what I could be, what I might have. The first thing I did was, you know, of course, deflecting, started saying there was other people, started saying something was wrong with everybody else except me. But, you know what I mean? To do that, I only did it because I felt like I was ignorant to the matter. You know what I mean? I felt like nothing, I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. I just knew that nothing was wrong with me. But that's the first step of dealing with something, is just to admit that you have a fucking problem. So that's what I did. I admitted that I could have a problem. So I started doing research on it. Started looking up the symptoms, what happens to you, what's going on, where it came from and stuff like that. And it really, you know, just altered my perception of my entire, I was 32 at the time. So my entire 32 years of existence, it altered everything I had done in my life. It altered how I felt about a lot of different situations. It altered, it gave me reason behind why I am what I am, what I've been doing, how I've been doing my entire life. Like, ruining relationships, like, step by all my relationships in my life that went the same every single time. It starts off with love bombing. Just that, you know, you look at what love bombing is. If you don't know what it is, I'll go over it later on. But it starts with love bombing, and you get into a relationship, you feel like you fall in love, and then one day, out of nowhere, a fucking switch flips, and you no longer look at that person the same way. Nothing, like, literally nothing happens. Like, literally, it's just a fucking switch just flips, and you no longer look at them the same way. And see, you start kind of degrading that person, the person that thought you loved them and cared about them. You kind of start tearing them apart, finding little things about them, nitpicking their personality, nitpicking how they look, nitpicking everything about them to make yourself feel better. And just because in the instance, like, really, you kind of really just don't care overall. So that's one of the main things that we deal with right there, is that. But yeah, that's just that's how my relationships have been going. Even my, like, friendships have been going the same way. You start off with great friends, great relationships with your friends, and then one day you just don't talk to them no more. There's a fucking switch flips, and you don't know what's going on. Like, and when I read that's how people with NPD, narcissistic personality disorder. So I was just going to refer to it as that. People with NPD, that's how we act. I mean, that's nature's course. That's how we do what we do. And it, like I said, it becomes annoying. So you don't want to deal with it. You don't want to live like that. You want to be as good of a person as you possibly can. You just want to live, man. So once you figure out if you fall into the NPD category, or borderline personality, or sociopath, or anything else, you know what I mean? There's a few different personality disorders that you could fall into. Once you figure that out, and once you figure out what you are into, or what you like, what you lack, then we just go, you have a few options ahead of you. Option one is that you can just deal with it, just knowing that's how you are. You can deal with fighting yourself every single day because you'll start to notice the stuff that you do. Back then, your love bombing, your gaslighting and things like that. Back then, that stuff was second nature, so you didn't realize you were doing it. But now that you know what you are, it's no longer a hidden thing. It's right in front of your face. You'll see when you personally get to see when you're destroying a relationship. Like, I see it now. I'm like, oh shit, I'm sabotaging this shit for no reason. So you can, now I can kind of kick in the gear and stop doing it if there's something I want. You know, if I want to keep this person in my life, I can kick it into gear and fight my nature. You can fight it without therapy. You can fight it without, you can do that. Like I said, just deal with it. But a lot of times you're going to lose that battle. I'm going to just be real with you because it's hard to fight a battle if you don't know what weapons to take into the battle with you. It's hard to fight that war against yourself, nonetheless, if you don't have the correct weapons to fight against yourself and fight against your nature and how you've been programmed. For me, like, for 32 years, I was programmed the same way for 32 years. So getting inside that programming and breaking that programming is extremely difficult. So the younger you are, the earlier that you catch it, or the stronger that your will is, then it'll be better off for you. So like I said, option one, you can fight it. You can definitely sit there and fight how you feel, fight how your life is going to, fight everything in your life on your own with no help. You don't talk to anybody about it. You just keep it to yourself because you don't want people to look at you weirdly and look at you like you damaged or offer to help you and stuff like that. So that's option one. That's what I did for a while. Option two is you can talk to other people about it. You can join a group. This is what I did. I'm going through the steps that I've done. So option one, I've tried to fight it by myself and it was tough. So option two, you can kind of start seeking out groups online and talking to other people about it. So that's what I did as well. So option two, I went on Facebook and I found a group just for narcissistic personality disorder and other, like, they call it being on the spectrum, other people on the spectrum. I joined a couple of those groups. I was kind of laying low, kind of hid in those groups, just watching other people, what they would post about themselves. And you can, when you see the shit that they post about themselves and it pertains to you, a lot of that stuff pertains to you, the craziness, like, damn, that's crazy as hell. But then, like, you'll see it, you're like, damn, that's insane. But then you can relate to it, you're like, damn, okay, so that's what I do. And a lot of people there have been in therapy and things like that, and that's their intention is there to help you and to, you mean, assist you and at least let you know how they feel and how they can do their lives and stuff like that. So I did that for a while. I joined those groups and I was just going back and forth with people. A few people from the group started adding me. A lot of people on there have like fake profiles though, so it's hard to kind of trust people in those groups because a lot of people have fake profiles because they don't want what they have or what we have getting out there, because like I said, they feel like it's a hindrance in life and people will judge you for it. So they won't be judged. I understand it, but like, it's hard to kind of trust people when they have fake profiles or fake, everything's fake about them. You see what I'm saying? So I did it for a while. I got a lot of interesting information, but a lot of people in the group was just like, look, I went to therapy. This is why, I mean, this is how I feel better about myself. I went to therapy. So you see, that's a recurring theme in those groups. So that's what I did. So I'm like, okay, now I'm going to go to therapy. So option three, step three, what I did is I found a therapist. I just Googled narcissistic personality disorder online. I did that. And I just kind of went through, I mean, there's a lot of stuff online you'll find. Like, I just put in Google, literally, narcissistic personality disorder therapy. And a website popped up with a lot of therapists who do psychotherapy to help you, deal with what you, a lot of people specialize in and things like that. So the next choice you have, once you decide to go to therapy, is to just look. I mean, everybody has their biography. Everybody has their credentials and things up there, their contact information and things like that. So that's what you go through. You go through and read it and see who you vibe with. See who on there, like, you feel like they can understand where you're coming from. You feel like they can dictate, they might get you and you can trust them. Like, you don't want to be judged. Like, just pick the right person for you. And necessarily, sometimes you can, like, I mean, and also pick the right, if you have insurance, make sure they accept your insurance, of course. So make sure that's another thing that you do. Make sure they accept your insurance. Like, that's one thing that you make sure they want to do, to keep the cost down. Because if you don't have insurance like that, I think the cost is like $100-some a session. So that would deter people from going to therapy, because it's another bill. I mean, it's $100-some a month. If you go twice, it's $200. So make sure if you do have insurance that it covers your insurance, and your insurance is covers all that and it helps people out. Then go to therapy. I mean, I remember my first therapy session. I chose my therapist. I went in there and she sat me down. She's like, "So you're 32 years old. Why are you coming in here?" And I just started crying, y'all. You imagine that shit? Big man like me in there crying for no reason. I rarely ever cry. So it was weird sitting in the office crying in front of a stranger. But she didn't judge me. And that when she didn't judge me, it made me feel like I could talk to her. I can trust her. So from that point on, I've been going to therapy for the last 2 years, and I feel like it's changed my life. And therapy is so beneficial because, like, yeah, it's an additional cost, but they don't judge you. I mean, they're not going to go out there and tell, post about you on Facebook and shit like that, or post about you online and things like that. It's like literally a no judgment zone, like a Planet Fitness for your fucking brain, like a gym for your brain. So you go in there and, like, you brain dump, like, you clear out a whole bunch of crazy shit. And therapy has helped me figure out what I need to deal with and how I need to approach life better. So now, remember I said for step one, it's hard to fight a war against yourself if you don't have the correct weapons. Therapy prepares you for that battle. Therapy has prepared me, giving me the correct weapons, the correct utensils to go in there and fight against myself every single day, every single decision, every single. It's not easy, y'all. I know it sounds like a lot and it can be overwhelming and make you want to give up. And sometimes the thought broaches your brain to fucking commit suicide. But narcissists, we love ourselves too much, even though we hate ourselves, to do that. So the thought crosses your brain, like, maybe I should just kill myself. And then, like, you know what? No. The fuck? So, yeah, it's definitely helped me to overall just see the world for what it is. Like, take a deep breath and actually see the world through clear glasses, you know what I mean? Just like you've seen 2020 your whole life, but now it's like clearer for some reason. Like your life now, I see my life in HD, if I can classify it like that. My life is like high definition now, so I see things for what they are. I don't, like you said, me, the way I approach it is, though, I use my illness as a, like I said, as a benefit, because it does make me fucking super ambitious. It makes me super like want more in life, so I use that to help me progress in life, to help me live and things like that. So I use it as a benefit, even though like it comes with a bunch of struggles. Now therapy is helping me to use it as a benefit. Like, damn, you, like, I know it sounds crazy to use an illness as something to empower you, but that's what I've been doing. Like I said, it makes me want to be the best at everything I do. Makes me want to stand out. Makes me want to fucking, makes you attention driven. So you ways to get attention and not fucking get bad attention, like what we've been doing, is to get, you know what I mean, to get good attention from doing hitting goals, to inspiring people, because we get a high for putting people down and manipulating people. So I found out through therapy that you can get that same high from fucking helping people. weird as it sounds, like I said, you get a high from helping people. So that's what I've been doing right now. Like I said, we can go to you go to the gym to work your body out. Go to therapy to work your brain out, because that's a good workout. That's a workout that's going to be beneficial for the rest of your life. Because like I said, if you ever just have a thought in your brain that you might have NPD or BPD or anything else, histrionic personality disorder, something else that's on the spectrum, just, you mean, take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. I promise you. The battle has just begun. And the crazy thing about it is, no matter how old you are, 25, 26, 30, 40, 50, no matter how old you are, you've made it this far with this illness. So you know you can make it further. You know you can live with it. You've lived with it this far. So now it's time to take that shit and live the next part of your life better. Now it's time to adjust that shit and fucking adapt to your situation, your surroundings, to make your life better, to empower you, to become stronger, to become a better human being overall, and to give love and actually receive love and trust people and not use people and things like that. But like I said, it's going to be a battle, y'all. But it's going to be a battle that you're willing to fight, because you have kids. If you don't have kids, you have a life to live. You're here for a purpose. One thing you want to do if you have a personality disorder is find your purpose. Find out why you're here. And that's one of the things that you kind of, you're going to struggle with. Because finding your purpose as a narcissist, woo, it's tough. But I'm telling y'all, we can do it together. I'm here for you. Anything you need. You got my Instagram. My Instagram is mental_healness, HEALNESS. That's for Instagram. And if you have, and you want to contact me, any kind of questions, anything like that, you can direct message me on there. Or you can shoot me an email. It's mental_WHEALTH85@gmail.com. Fuck, I messed that up. It's not underscore. It's mental.WHEALTH, wealth, with an H in it, 85@gmail.com. Anyways, y'all, 15-minute period. I love y'all. Like I said, be safe, fight the good fight, and let's fucking battle this shit together. Peace.